Local schools are out for summer and into what was undoubtedly a hard year for students, teachers, and parents. In Lubbock, schools switched to distance learning right after spring break, when the coronavirus pandemic forced cautionary closures of all parts of the state. The Holt family had to adjust.
So I've always been, I don't want to say really strict, but I've been pretty strict. So strict about their diet, strict about our schedules. I try to maintain a clean household and home-cooked meals. With all this going on, everything was on hold. I found myself focusing on balancing my work and theirs, and so it was just almost like anything goes.
Mom Lucinda teaches in the College of Media and Communication at Texas Tech University. While she was working to move her in-person courses online, she also had to help sons Jude and Max navigate at-home learning.
It almost felt like I was their personal assistant. So I would run around, you know, telling them, okay, you have a meeting at this time. You need to, you know, be showered, ready to go, brush your teeth, get your work done. You need to have this assignment in. You need to send this email out, while at the same time balancing my stuff.
Jude and Max are students at Legacy Elementary School in Friendship ISD. Jude is moving on to middle school in the fall. Some of his friends are going to a different school, and that's a real bummer. But he says band, athletics, and art classes will be cool.
It's going to be really, really fun. At least that's what I think.
Ending elementary school at home was unexpected, but Jude says he liked it.
It's real easier for me because it kind of feels like teachers are making it long for you, because like I've got my work done at like 11 or 12, and at school it takes like 8 hours.
Jude has ADHD, and his mom says the fewer distractions at home was good for him. His grades and behavior improved. Little brother Max finished up the fourth grade. Elementary students used a mix of instructional packets and digital learning tools.
Can't say I like it, but it's okay. It's mostly on worksheets, and that's what gets me mad.
So they had a pretty strict schedule that was laid out by Friendship ISD. So Monday it had, you know, everything from social studies, science, math, and then, you know, like some PE activities, things like that. And they also were tasked with writing a journal.
Max says he'll miss having his big brother on the same campus as him, but it's kind of nice that Jude can scope out middle school first. Learning continued through social distancing, and so did friendships. Jude and Max talk with their friends on the phone and through video games. They like Minecraft and Fortnite.
Like, it's just our normal conversation without some adults yelling at us.
Jude also had a Zoom movie party. They watched Avengers Infinity War.
That's what I like the most. Like, you can take video games away from me. Fine, I'm not going to be too happy about it, but sure. But the Zoom parties are my favorite. I did a movie party with my friends. It was kind of like a sleepover.
He says he likes to see his friends' faces and know that they're okay.
My friends are actually kind of like brothers to me. Because they like my brother, and they're really close friends. They're not friends that ever gave up on me.
The boys hope to see their friends in person soon, but for now, they're happy for summer break. They've pretended to be in a classroom, seated 6 feet apart, practicing for what school could look like in the fall.
So it's been very challenging, but I'm sure it's been a lot harder for others, so we're pretty blessed.
Follow our COVID-19 coverage at kttz.org. We also want to hear your stories. Connect with us on Twitter and Instagram at TTU Public Media. For Texas Tech Public Media, I'm Sarah Self-Walbrick. Support for this program comes from Texas Mutual Insurance Company. In response to the COVID-19 crisis, Texas Mutual is distributing dividends to eligible policyholders 2 months early, along with other community relief actions. More at texasmutual.com/dividends.